Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. August 5th. Parables of the Mustard Seed, the Leaven, and the Hidden Treasure. First Prelude. Imagine yourself to be among the people hearing Jesus. Second Prelude. Beg the grace of understanding the meaning of his words and of drawing fruit from them. Point 1. Parable of the Mustard Seed. Consideration. Let us ponder over three other parables which our Divine Master had deigned to give for our instruction and encouragement. The first is the grain of mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is the least indeed of all seeds. But when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Our Lord foretold the marvelous increase of the church. How little was she during the mortal life of Jesus Christ? How little on the day of Pentecost? It was an imperceptible seed. But, made fruitful by the dew of grace, heated by the words of the apostles, by the blood of martyrs, and the sweat of missionaries, it has become a majestic tree, which overshadows the whole earth. In its shade the kings of the earth and the princes of knowledge who were prefigured by the birds of the air come to seek that peace of heart and happiness which the world cannot give them. Application. Is not this mustard seed a figure also of your own faith? Remember how feeble it was in the beginning, and how it has extended and taken root, thanks to the holy lives and labors of those who laid its foundations. It is for you, now united in the same intention as your brethren, to strengthen and adorn the work of your predecessors. Each one can and ought to do his part, by prayer and good example. Have you thought of this? Point 2. Parable of the Leaven. Consideration. The kingdom of heaven is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until the whole was leavened. This parable can be applied to the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which is given to us in Holy Communion as a sacred leaven. It enters within us, raises us above our weaknesses, gives supernatural strength to the 3 powers of our soul, and transforms us in a wonderful manner into Jesus Christ, according to the words, "He that drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him." Application. Take great care in preparing yourselves well to receive within your breast this heavenly leaven. What wonders it will work in you! It will give you a supernatural strength. It will make you invincible. It will make you men after the heart of God, spiritual and heavenly. Point 3. Parable of the Hidden Treasure. Consideration. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in a field, which a man having found, hid it, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. The Christian can easily perceive the meaning of this parable. He knows at once that the hidden treasure of which Jesus Christ speaks is Christian perfection, and that he is the happy mortal who has taken possession of this wonderful treasure. Application. Recall the joy that filled your soul when you were given the definite possession of the treasure which you had found. This remembrance will often be very useful to you, especially if it happens that you are tempted against your vocation, or experience a certain natural disgust for the labors or the office which is assigned to you.